It's okay. You're all right. You're fine. Shh. Come on. Calm down. Baby, calm down. I'm only doing what you wanted. You know, this. Us. Me. I tied you down for your own good. Because I knew you were going to freak out. I mean, I didn't know, but I couldn't risk it. Then I'm glad I did it. Because look at you. Poor thing. And got all worked up. You're sweating. Let me get that for you. There. Better? I was tempted to lick it off, you know? What? Stop looking at me like that. Like it's weird. There's nothing weird about wanting to be close to the one you love. Especially when they're absolutely dripping with pheromones. Seriously? Babe? You're gonna get all sweaty again. Don't you trust me? Why not? Oh, the... Right. I can't really hear you with the... in the way. Wait. I need you to know something. Sweetie, before I remove the gag. And I need you to really listen, because it's super important, okay? The only people who can hear you down here are me and you. So, if I were to take this out of your mouth and you were to start screaming, well, all that would accomplish is a whole lot of decibels and some hurt ears. And then I would have to put the gag back in, and who knows when I'd feel safe to take it out again. So I just wanted to let you know, what your options are. So you're fully informed before you make a decision. Okay, baby? Okay. Now hold still. There we go. Much better. Has anyone ever told you? You have the most enchanting lips. Oh, good. Because if they did, I'd have to track them down and have a little conversation with them, one-on-one. Well, you know, because you're mine. No one else is allowed to look at you like that. Like I do. What? Come on. Don't play dumb. You know how I feel about you. I'm not lying. Honey, think about what you're saying. You think, what, I drugged you, kidnapped you, gagged you, tied you up in my bed. And then I kept you sleeping, vulnerable, exposed, absolutely at my mercy, leaving you there until you woke up, not once harming a hair on your stunning head. And all of this for what exactly? Privilege of pretending that I want you? In what universe does that make any kind of logical sense? Is it so hard to believe? And someone would want you this badly. Maybe I can prove it to you. God, yes. You're an even better kisser than I imagined you would be. And that's saying something. Because I have a really good imagination. Seriously? My poor baby. Someone must have really done a number on your self-esteem, huh? To think so poorly of yourself. That even now you doubt your worth. But darling, don't you see? You are worth so much more than you could ever imagine. That's why I brought you here. You're my treasure. So valuable that I have to keep you safe. Here, with me. Far from all the others who would be more than happy to take you away for themselves. Now, why would I have to worry about any of that if you weren't absolutely magnificently radiant? I wouldn't. Because you are. Hmm. Look at me. Look into my eyes, baby. Don't tell me you can't see how brightly my love for you shines through. Don't you dare. I can hardly contain it from bursting over sometimes. Oh, there's no way you can't see it too. I've wanted you since the day we met. You remember it too. The rain. Your umbrella. You were so quick to share it. I didn't even have to ask. So generous. See? You do remember. Just further proof. We're meant to be. You know, even if you disagree with me now, which all that struggling earlier would suggest, I can be extremely persuasive. Especially now that I know everything about you. Well, everything my investigations could uncover, which was more than you might expect. But then, you probably wouldn't expect me to make a copy of your key, so... How else was I supposed to get to know you, Ask very, very nicely? I didn't have time for all that social pretense, you know? The masks that people wear. I already knew your soul. Everything else is just window dressing. But I needed it to understand you. The best ways to make you happy, keep you, make you mine. And if I waited till you were here, it would be too late. Your walls would be up, so high I don't know if I could reach. You don't think you're lovable. So you don't want me to love you. No, you don't. Because if I want you, love you, and I do, then it means you're wrong. That all the nasty things you've been thinking about yourself were wrong. And if those were wrong, those things you've been telling yourself for years and years, then how can you trust that anything you think is real? So you reject it. Because accepting my love is scarier than living in that lie. Don't worry, baby. I'm not upset. Some girls would be mad, you know, that their soulmate doubted them like that, but not me. I don't mind at all.
In fact,
I kind of like it. Because it means that when you finally do open up to me, and my love, I'll know it's real. Because I had to work extra hard to get you there. It'll mean more. You know? And with every day that passes, I'll cover you in kisses. Like this. Even if you think it's all some sort of trick to get you to let your guard down, eventually it will get through to you. No one would keep this up if they didn't enjoy it. And oh, do I enjoy it. Oh, baby, I love you so much. Rome wasn't built in a day. And your trust won't be either. But we'll get you there. One step at a time. I'm gonna go upstairs and make us some dinner. I'll leave the gag off for now. It's pretty soundproof down here, so I won't hear you if you start making noise, but if I come back and you're screaming or you tried to escape, well, then I'll have to put it back on, okay? And if that happens, by the time I take it back out again, dinner will definitely have gone cold. So just relax. I'll be back soon with something delicious. You'll learn to love it. I promise. See you soon, baby.